Welcome to DanielsWindow.org, where we watch and pray. We need to watch things that are coming about and pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're talking about fasting, talking about prayer, but many times when prayer doesn't seem to be strong, we don't seem to have a strong prayer life, then fasting definitely comes in as a tool to really help us in our prayer life. Now, what is fasting? A lot of people have their own idea. There's a lot of fasting scriptures. But I think the foundational scripture for fasting is found in Isaiah 58, 6 through 11, because many people have the wrong idea of fasting. They think it's starving themselves, you know, condemning themselves, punishing themselves, or maybe as a tool to, you know, get God to do something. Maybe you've had kids and your kids refuse to eat because they were mad at you. So they try to use their hunger strike, and fasting is not a hunger strike. But they try to use a hunger strike to get your attention, and that's not going to work with God. So Isaiah 58, 6 says, "Is this not the fast which I choose?" So this is what God calls fasting, "to loosen the bonds of wickedness." So fasting is to loosen the bonds of wickedness, not only of our own flesh, but those around us, because fasting is a sacrifice. But a sacrifice is not a real true sacrifice of love, and if it's just for us. If we're trying to sacrifice and fasting to make ourselves more spiritual, to more holy, then we're really wasting our time, because a sacrifice in true spirit of love needs to be a sacrifice for somebody else and not for ourselves. We sacrifice for other people. If you want to know what you love, look for where your sacrifices are. So don't try to sacrifice to, you know, in a place where God is going to make you more holy, more righteous, you know, more, you know, spiritual. Because fasting is practiced a lot throughout the world, not only in Christianity, but other religions, to make them more spiritual. And that's not why we're fasting. This is this not the fast which I choose, to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke? So if you being bound by drugs and pornography and, you know, food and other things, this is definitely something to do. You're not fasting as punishing yourself. You're not fasting as a means to, you know, to get God to do something, but you are fasting, you know, to break that. You are trusting God that as you put your flesh down, your spirit will rise up. You receive the grace and mercy you need because you've gone into the throne room because of what Jesus has done for you, and you're able to break those things. And you're breaking those things not just for yourself. You're breaking those things so that you can be a better husband. You're breaking those things so you can be a better mother. You're breaking those things so that you can be a better student. You're breaking those things so that you can be a better Christian, you know, and be of use to the master, be of use to the church. And lay down the press to go free and break every yoke. Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry? So as you're fasting, it's a good thing to also have an offering or to serve some capacity. Maybe instead of, you know, you're going to work and, you know, and you're going to fast that day, well, go ahead and still make a lunch. And then as you're driving there, you know, if there's a lot of people on the corner, give that lunch to them. So you're doing, you know, two things. You're fasting, but also giving your lunch up. Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry? So that's what he's kind of what we're talking about. When you see the naked, to cover him and to hide yourself from your own flesh. So fasting, like I said, it shouldn't just be a self-sacrifice. You're not trying to sacrifice to yourself. You need to be looking beyond yourself. Certainly, I have talked about that fasting, it helps you overcome addictions. But if you're only focused on yourself, then fasting is going to be limited on that. So you need to step outside of yourself, and while you're fasting, you know, for to be delivered out of a situation and break that yoke of bondage that's upon you, you also need to be reaching out beyond yourself and helping other people while you're fasting. Not just prayer, praying for other people, certainly, and that thing, but handing out a lunch. And I mean, I've done that many times, handing out sack lunches, or even going to serve on a, you know, on a lunch line while I'm fasting. Some of those fasts were a little bit longer, you know, 2 or 3 days where I'm working on that and I'm not eating. And you think, man, you'd certainly be tempted. Well, not really. When you're thinking about other people, I wasn't really being tempted that to eat. I was doing this scripture here. And so, so then bring the homeless poor into the house. When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light will break out like dawn. And so if you feel dark, you feel oppressed, fasting breaks out that darkness. Fasting breaks off that oppression. Not only off you, but many times I fast for other people as well. And we'll go into that a little bit later about why that is. But that's what it talks about, covering somebody else's nakedness. Then your light will break out like a new dawn, and your recovery will speedily spring forth, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from the midst, and point the finger and speak in wickedness. So there's a lot of people who fast, but yet their tongue is, you know, saying things it shouldn't say. They're caught up in gossip. They're caught up in conspiracies. They're caught up in these other things. So, but fasting seems to be easier than just control the tongue, and it is. The scripture says that no man can tame the tongue, if you look in the book of James. So we need to consider that. Consider that, you know, prayer and fasting. In fact, prayer and fasting helps control the tongue when you start praying for other people rather than criticizing other people. It says, then you'll call and the Lord will answer. You'll cry out in the midst, and here I am. If you remove the yoke from your midst, the point of your finger, and speak in wickedness. So that's part of fasting, is, Lord, help me to quit pointing my finger, because the problem is not other people. The problem is me. Certainly there are bringing problems, but I'm telling you, when you're in Christ Jesus, it can be a less of a problem to you. And then you start feeling more of what that person is doing to themselves by how they're acting and how they're speaking. Here am I, remove the yoke from the midst, point of the finger, and speak in wickedness. And to give yourself to be, and if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise up in darkness, your gloom will become like midday. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in scorched places. If you ever feel like you've been in a scorched place, well, go ahead and fast and get out of that scorched place. And give strength to your bones, and you'll be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fall. So this is the cornerstone. This is the foundation of fasting, is that you're not sacrificing. No, not eating is a sacrifice, but you don't want that sacrifice just to be for you. Because if you're just fasting just for yourself, or you're just only looking at to yourself, it's going to be greatly limited in the power you have. So while you're fasting to break out of a yoke of bondage, while you're fasting to try to, you know, break this porn addiction, or try to break this eating addiction, or try to, you know, control your tongue because you're speaking things you ought not to speak, you need to be praying for other people as well. You need to be ministering to other people. You need to go, you know, to feed the hungry, and to give clothing to the naked, and to preach righteousness to those who don't know anything about righteousness, who are without the Lord. So that's what fasting is. That is the spirit of fasting. The spirit of fasting is not starving yourself until God gives you something. But fasting is about breaking the yoke of bondage, both in yourself and those around you.